word, one of the best four-letter words in our vocabulary, especially when you connect it to somebody who understands how to help, and that's the story of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here, the medical expert on the Good Day Weekend program, taking your calls at 888-553-7536. We also go over the medical news of the week. I'm interested in this story about how antioxidants that are found in lots of different substances may help fight prostate cancer. There's always something, almost every week we have heart disease and prostate cancer that seem to be on the surface, Ken.
Prostate cancer is such a common problem for guys, and this is out of the American Association for Cancer Research. It's some hopeful good news that prostate cancer patients who, before their diagnosis, Doug, routinely consume hefty helpings of the flavonoid compounds found in plant-based foods and drinks, they may actually be at lower risk for the most aggressive forms of the disease, the prostate cancer. So how do you get these flavonoids? Well, they're found in vegetables and fruits, as well as in tea, wine, juices, and cocoa. And these particular antioxidants, Doug, may actually help reduce cancer risk by fighting inflammation. They also help to fight oxidation, cell death, and tumor cell growth.
All right. So in practical common sense would have you drink. There's a lot of great tea around. Any kind of fruits, but mostly berries are good. I think one would say, is mango yellow? I've heard that yellow fruit's supposed to be very good as well.
All of the above.
Yeah. Anything that isn't, I think, basically speaking.
Colorful berries are wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Now, I've done a couple of things here as I normally go through to nose around and find out what's going on in the world of medicine. I find different things, and I thought you'd be interested in a question that was sent actually by somebody named Reberg, who wants to know about a new sports bra that is supposedly helpful in detecting breast cancer. Have you got any idea about, is there a possibility a new sports bra could really detect breast cancer?
Well, they call this the smart bra.
Yeah.
And the company that's trying to develop this actually put out a news release and trying to get more support for it because it's in study. It's not yet been researched enough. And it's hoping that this bra, by a procedure called thermography, it relies on detecting heat or abnormal heat signatures from tumors versus normal tissues. That's how it works. But it's not yet ready for prime time. It's still in trial stage. But it is showing some promising results. And the company that's developing states, in fact, just this week with a press release, it'll be available in 2 years. But there's still plenty of investigation that needs to be done.
So, well, you would not recommend buying one now, wait till the research is done, or is it...
The only way I would get involved with this is if I was involved in a research program, because it's really not yet proven to be effective.
888-553-7536. Here's David listening in Knoxville, Tennessee to Good Day Weekend. Hi, David. You're on with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Yeah, good morning, Dr. Ken. I had a question. I was thinking about taking a supplement just for preventative measures for the prostate, and it's called Ureno Zinc. I didn't know if I was just wasting my money or whether this was actually pretty good or not.
Zinc's,
I just wanted to get your opinion.
Zinc's good for the prostate, isn't it? Good for a lot of things, Ken, right? Another mineral. We need minerals in our system.
Well, this is a formula that is promoted. It's called Ureno Zinc Prostate Formula, and it's getting a lot of promotion. And I have to tell you, I have not had a chance to research this. Do you know what's in it? Do you have it in front of you, the ingredients?
No, I was just looking through the supplement section, and I had been told by a friend that that this was supposed to be pretty good. So I just wanted to get an opinion.
I believe they have two different products, and one, it's their own blend with selenium and zinc. One of them does have beta-cytosterol in it, and beta-cytosterol has been shown in some good studies to help. Interestingly, I was going to get to this a little later about one of the supplements that is often used for BPH. What are you trying to accomplish? What's your goal with trying to take this?
Well, just as a preventative measure, just to maybe keep something from happening down the line. That's of course, true. I'm active. I exercise every day, but that's just something you never know. So I just wanted to try to possibly head it off if everything ever tried to go wrong down there.
I was going to talk about this a little later. One of the areas that I would not go with, which is a little surprising, but in the Journal of Urology this week, there's this popular supplement, Sal Palmetto. And it's maybe safe for men with the urinary issues that you're talking about, but it doesn't appear to be effective. It's a fruit extract. A lot of people like it for enlarged prostate, but there's been two recent clinical trials that show that it's no more effective than the sugar pill, the placebo, for men with enlarged prostate. But it doesn't seem to cause harm, so that may not be where you want to go with the Sal Palmetto. But I would look for a product, if you want to take something natural that may help, look for something that has beta-sitosterol in it. And the UrinoZinc, one of their products does have it. I would make sure there's not too much selenium in it. Now, make sure there's not more than 100 milligrams of it, because that can be a little dicey.
Do you know of any other supplements besides that works sort of good?
Well, there's the super beta prostate.
Super beta prostate is okay because that is beta sitosterol, and there have been some good studies in legitimate medical journals showing that beta sitosterol is helpful.
One more quick question. I'll let you go. How do you feel about the CoQ10?
CoQ10 is a natural product. It's an enzyme that your body, your liver makes. It helps muscles convert food into energy, and when you don't have enough of it, your muscles start to ache, feel tired, especially people who take statins. Statins decrease the ability of the liver to make cholesterol, but also they decrease the ability of the liver to make CoQ10. I like my patients who are on statins to take 100 milligrams of CoQ10 a day. If you want to take 100 milligrams of CoQ10 a day, it's not going to do any harm. It just will add to what your body makes. But I don't know what you're trying to accomplish.
Well, there's just one of the researches I read. It covered kind of a sort of a broad spectrum. It was supposed to be good for cardio, blood sugar, hypertension.
I'm a better person to ask than Ken. Ken's always going to look for whatever the study is. My gut tells me that we don't eat well. Our food supply has been so corrupted by the big corporations that want to control everything that you eat that you need to have some things in your body, unless you can grow a garden, and even then you're going to find during 6 months of the year you don't have food that is natural. Maybe you can go to the store and buy good stuff. But there are all kinds of different things. I take 30 different supplements on average a day, and they're aimed at various things, the prostate, the heart, my brain. Fish oil is great stuff. Ken always is talking about that, has lots of ramifications. But minerals, David. A lot of people think, okay, I got to take my vitamins today. Well, in addition to vitamins, you need, but you got to be careful, as Ken just suggested, about selenium. But you need a lot of magnesium, you need potassium, you need. There are any number, if you want to really educate yourself, do a search for minerals and amino acids and things like that that your body needs. And if they are coming to you in the food sources that you have, that's great. But as I say, most people don't eat. You think you're eating well, but pretty much everything has been compromised today. Even if you think you get a fresh piece of swordfish, where is it from? Is it farmed or has it come out of the ocean? And, you know, that kind of stuff is what we always question. So you can think about the visualization my doctor gave me when I was a kid. He said, why do you take all these vitamins? All you do is urinate them out of your system. Well, the chances that they'll stick are pretty good these days because your body is craving things that it needs, and it'll tell you what you need. I think you sound like a very intelligent guy who's got the right attitude. Keep questioning, but keep doing a little research. Find out what your body needs.
David, do you have high blood pressure?
No.
Because you know, some people with high blood pressure are helped by this, but, you know, if you take CoQ10 and you don't absolutely have a deficiency, it can lower your blood pressure to where it's a little too low and you may feel it. The other thing you have to watch for is it can sometimes lower your blood sugar. So, you know, it's not necessarily a benign thing if you don't have a deficiency. If you have a deficiency, then you really should take it.
There you go, David. Good call. 888-553-7536. The Good Day Health newsletter for this weekend. Every week, Dr. Ken looks at the news, latest news related to any number of things. So what do we have this week?
This week, it's the latest news about foods that can help you have a more healthy life, even keep you on planet Earth longer. This is information out of the medical journals in the last 3 months that your doctor's reading, and this allows you to keep up with some extra material that we don't have time to deliver during the 2 hours.
All right, so just sign up for it by going to drkenshow.com. In the box will ask you if you want to sign up for the newsletter. Put in your email address. Same thing can be said if you go to dougstefan.com. You see Dr. Ken's picture, click on that, and it'll ask you if you'd like to receive the weekly newsletter, which certainly is something that'll help you out, as Ken explains. He does a lot of research, spends a lot of time at this, and it's very helpful, most people say, to their understanding of their bodies and what's going on in their health corner. 888-553-7536. More calls coming up. The news this week about cholesterol levels is good, according to the research that you've come across, Ken.
Well, it's a good news, bad news story. The good news is that the average levels, Doug, of the worst forms, we're talking about the LDL, the bad cholesterol, are dropping among American adults. But the bad news is that Americans, they're achieving these better numbers not so much by changing their diet or ramping up exercise, but largely by taking statins, cholesterol-lowering medications. This is out of the Journal of the American Medical Association this week.
All right, so here's a better way to deal with that. Ken, in his role as an eminent cardiologist, always worried about the risk that you may have of coronary heart disease. Heart concerns accumulate from a young age. So we tell everybody to exercise and lose weight and watch your diet and all that other stuff. There's a product called Cardiol that we have been extolling the value and virtue of for a pretty long time now, Ken, because it helps in the areas that you were just talking about.
Exactly. High cholesterol, Doug, it is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks, heart disease, even strokes. And as a cardiologist, I'm always seeking the safest, most effective ways to lower the cholesterol in all my patients. And there is this new, all-natural approach. It's from Italy, and it might be right for many of you listening. And Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients, they work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood that we've been talking about. And even these fats that are called triglycerides get lowered. Users, they report excellent results in just 30 days. I like it. It's safe. It's FDA registered. And Cardiol, it's also easy to take, just one capsule a day.
The Cardiol free offer is pretty hard to resist. If you go to cardiol.net/Ken, that's cardiol.net/Ken, click on Dr. Ken's free trial, you'll get a free 30-day trial of Cardiol so you can see for yourself how to lower cholesterol, lower triglycerides, and keep them there. cardiol.net/Ken. That's Dr. Ken's free trial. Click on that. You'll pay shipping and handling. Get a free 30-day supply now of Cardiol.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-4444. 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Solitaire, 888-553-7536 to connect with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Your questions at the email line is a good way as well. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can download podcasts of this program. Pretty easy to follow. The listen box at DougStefan.com. Ken also has them posted at DrKenShow.com. Here's Jim in Eugene, Oregon, listening to KUGN. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
What's up with you? Dr. Ken's listening.
I was wondering, I've heard that eating lemons and eating the rind was good for cancer and preventing cancer.
I don't know about whether it's good for you, but if you eat it and you haven't washed it off to get rid of the spray that's on it, it won't be good for you.
Well, I do wash them and stuff good. Yeah.
You know what happens, Jim, is that you have one or two case reports of people doing this and they have a good result, and it's just so hard to untangle it. You know, they may have been drinking milk also, and that's where you get the problem of doing good science and knowing what the result is. Unfortunately, there's never been a good study looking at people who did this, didn't do this, was blinded. So, you know, I can't tell you, but there certainly are a few reports of people who've gotten remarkable results from it. Will it harm you? I guess not, as long as you do what Doug said. But I would not depend on this as my only treatment. Are you trying to use this as prevention or for treatment of a cancer you already have?
Yeah, I've noticed an increase in energy since I've been eating it, but you're trying
to lower your risk or prevent a cancer, correct?
Yeah, I had colon cancer a year ago, and we had it removed, and there's no cancer. We got it in time, and it had good results and stuff all with that. And I had just heard about it, and I just started eating it, and I'd heard about it. So,
Jim, let me say, enjoy it, but make sure you still go to the traditional doctor and let them do those follow-up colonoscopies or whatever they want to do. Okay?
Yeah.
Hi, sir.
Yeah.
Add it, but don't do it exclusively, but add it to the rest of your therapy.
All right, you wanted to add something to the discussion of how to fight prostate cancer. This fellow was taking a particular type of product, and you had done some quick research on it?
Oh, yeah, he asked us about the product, and...
Is it Eurozinc, or is it something like that?
Uronozinc,
yeah, all right.
Yeah, and... It's really kind of interesting that we were talking about what is not effective, and it looks like this is made up of products that wouldn't be my first choice as a way to go. And it's mostly sal palmetto, although that has been shown by the study we talked about this week, that sal palmetto, although no adverse effects, it's not effective. But it has selenium, zinc, and some vitamin E, which I'm not a great fan of unless you have a specific problem.
Vitamin E, you're not. What about zinc? Zinc has really beneficial properties, does it not? For a lot of different things.
Yes, it does, but you have to make sure that you're looking at the whole body. And this would just not be a product that I would take on my own without talking to the urologist.
Mm-hmm.
I would want to take more. One of the products does have beta-sitosterol in it, but it combines it with sal palmetto and a lot of other things. It's a big concoction.
Well, Ken is basically saying to you is if you want to take something for your prostate that's preventative, make sure it has beta, whatever.
Beta-sitosterol.
Yeah, make sure that's the product, and that's why we were talking about super beta prostate.
That's a decent product.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we continue with your calls and your questions, thoughts for Dr. Ken about you and your health or your well-being, friends, neighbors, whomever. 888-553-7536 here on Good Day Weekend.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's ironic. Sometimes technology makes life more complicated. Take your TV, for example. How many remote control devices does it take to change a channel? Geico, on the other hand, makes technology work for you. Your laptop, smartphone, tablet. No matter what device you have, no matter where you are, you're never more than a click or call away from Geico. It really is as simple as that.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey, everyone. I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey, Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first-ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
If you like cow's milk, you'll love camel milk.
Yes, the newest, oldest thing in the world, camel milk, has sustained civilizations for thousands of years. Here's just one user's testimonial.
My Lyme-stricken boy developed severe allergies to nearly every food he ingested. At first, I was scared to death to try camel milk, but he had no allergic reactions of any kind, nothing. The camel milk was wondrous in healing his GI issues, and it's the one thing I can attribute to his getting out of bed after almost a year spent there. Too ill to to do anything.
Camel milk is loaded with health benefits, far superior to other milk, is rich in B vitamins, and 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, Humpback Dairies of Miller, Missouri. To order, call this number, 1-417-848-7570. That's 1-417-848-7570. Call 1-417-848-7570 for Camel milk, the best-kept health secret ever.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Radio listening continues also on the internet at Ken's website, drkenshow.com, and the dougstefan.com. Most listened to medical program on the air. More radio stations and more people are listening to Dr. Ken's advice. Help yourself. You can take advantage of it as well by dialing 888-553-7536. Back to your calls. Let's try Martin, who's in Utica, New York. With something that I couldn't pronounce if I worked on it for a week. Go ahead, Ken, with Martin.
Hello.
Hi, Martin.
Yes, for sure. I have a problem with my, either it's my cholesterol medication or my high blood pressure medication, and it's not evident all the time, but I have found that I'm able to, I don't know if it's myself or if it's my medication or not, but I'm able to carry on my activities and everything like that. But I have trouble seeing completely at times. Like it happens like once every 3 weeks or something like that. It's not very common, but I'm able to carry on driving and all that. But I get a blurring of my vision.
All right. So what's the question, Martin?
Well, he wants to know what's causing his blurred vision. Martin, is it blurred in one eye or both eyes?
Both eyes.
Both eyes. And have you been to the eye doctor first before you assume it's the medication?
Well, I don't even know if it's a medication or not.
If you're having blurred vision, we call this transient blurred vision. In both eyes. If it was in one eye, I'd be especially concerned about the circulation in the carotid and the artery in the neck. But if it's occurring in both, what I would want to do is go to the eye doctor. Do you have an ability to measure your blood pressure at home just to make sure that it's not going too low at times?
No, I don't.
I would get an upper arm home blood pressure monitor. I'd want to be checking your blood pressure when you have the chance to rest and sit for 15 minutes morning and evening. And I would also want to know what your heart rate is. The metoprolol could be lowering your blood pressure or your heart rate too much and maybe making you have that blurred vision in both eyes. It's a reach. It's a stretch. But I'd also want to get your eyes checked out also.
Simple, common sense approach to it. 888-553-7536. I have that problem myself, especially at night and these days. Driving, everything gets kind of blurry from time to time.
Well, you don't want to hear the answer there. But that's just an aging phenomenon.
No, I don't want to hear that. Thank you.
You may, that glasses clear that up.
Okay, thanks. Sylvia. Sylvia's in Los Angeles listening to KFWB. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi, I'm calling because I'm having trouble with my two of my toenails getting dark in the middle, and I don't know what it could be caused by, and I had diabetes and high blood pressure, and I learned that maybe the medication could be causing that to happen. It looks like as if I've hit it or something, but
sure.
The toenail is not thick. It's just bright. It's just, like, dark.
Sylvia, thanks so much for calling, and you may have hit it. Let me tell you what usually causes dark toenails. It's usually trauma, which you said you may have hit it, and that may have caused it. Another, we've been hearing all about these fungal infections, you know, people getting steroids from the compounding pharmacy and getting fungal infections in the brain, but this is different. A toenail fungus, you know, you're not going to die from it, but it might make you not like the way your toenails look. And also an ingrown toenail. We had a question about that earlier. That can cause dark toenails. Also, just not, I'm not going to, you know, don't shoot the messenger. Not keeping the toenails clean can keep the toenails getting dark. But I think in a diabetic, what is most likely here is that you have either a fungal infection or you had some trauma. Do you have any neuropathy, Sylvia, where you don't feel your feet as well as you might?
No, I don't have that, but sometimes I do get a little tingling.
You do have a little tingling. Diabetics, you know, that's get that tingling. It's called peripheral neuropathy, and you just don't feel your feet as well as you know, people who don't have neuropathy, and that tends to cause trauma. Like you said, you may have just banged it. I would go and let a podiatrist take a look at it, and also as a diabetic, they can tell you how to keep your feet healthy, because as a diabetic, it's so important to keep those feet healthy.
All right, Sylvia. I hope you take good care of those toes and the rest of you. Speaking of diabetes, I'm on a site called Live Better America. Have you ever gone visiting that site?
Take a look.
It's got an article about diabetes, signs that you ought not to ignore. And I know that you take great pride in going through all of this information, and I wonder if you have your own list of warning signs for people that they ought not to ignore in case there's diabetes in the family or whatever.
Sure. There are some symptoms of diabetes. I guess that's what you're asking me.
Pre-diabetes, I guess, is the question. Is there a pre-diabetes checklist that people ought to, age-wise, this says 45 years and older, ought to be careful about weight, whether or not a parent or sibling has diabetes, that kind of stuff?
Well, pre-diabetes is this gray area when you measure your blood sugar or your A1C, where it's not 100% normal. The fasting blood sugar is not under 100, but your fasting blood sugar is not over 125 to be called frank or just having diabetes. It's an in-between area. And pre-diabetes, if not appropriately treated with proper diet and exercise, that's how we treat it. Sometimes medication is given, but that's a little bit cutting edge. But first approach is diet and exercise, getting rid of white flour products, getting down to ideal body weight when the doctor says it's okay to get into an exercise program, and that will get you back into the normal blood sugar range. Untreated, you'll get diabetes. But there are some symptoms of diabetes. Increased thirst, frequent urination, extreme hunger, unexplained weight loss, fatigue, blurred vision. You know, we just had a caller about having blurred vision. That diabetes is one of the issues. A slow healing sore, mild high blood pressure, and frequent infections. We just heard from somebody with diabetes, and I'm concerned they have toenail infections.
All right, so there you go. There's lots of different ramifications of that. There's also an investigation that I read about chronic stress and how it floods your brain with powerful hormones that are only meant for short-term emergency situations. So the result of that is that if you're chronically under stress, it can expose your brain to shrinkage, damage, actually killing brain cells. Stress is just bad. A little bit of stress is good. Too much stress, bad. I don't know if there's any brain work to that or not, Ken. Is that just common sense?
Well, absolutely. We're all familiar with the fight or flight response, you know, you're walking on a dark street and suddenly someone scares you and you're feeling like you may be in trouble and you feel that surge in your body. That's the fight or flight response. It's mediated by adrenaline or epinephrine in the blood. And you need that to get out of there and to get you alert. And, you know, you all know about the guy who suddenly picks up the 400-pound automobile because somebody's pinned underneath. You know, that's an extreme example of the fight or flight response. And you don't want that heavy industrial strength level of adrenaline flowing in your body all the time because it can wear out your brain. It can wear out your heart.
888-553-7536. Pamela is in Jackson, Tennessee. Yes, ma'am, what can we do for you?
Hello, love your program.
Well, thank
you. I have a question about joint pain, somewhat starting to have that in one hip to a degree. Once I start walking, it seems okay. Also, my main question, though, is pain on the tops of my feet. It actually can cause me to limp. I won't do that. I will just get through it, and it can get a little better. Some days I have it. Some days I don't. To me, it's like the bones aren't strong enough to hold me up as I walk. That's what that's what's in my mind. I know that's probably not right, but I'm not working in an office anymore. I always wore heels, a low heel, a 2-inch heel, not a 3 or 4-inch heel. I wondered if that has something to do. I don't wear heels as much any longer since I'm not in an office.
Pamela, I could spend 20 minutes listing for you all the possible reasons of what can cause joint pains, and this needs to be evaluated. It doesn't sound to me like this is an emergency. You know, when you have joint pain and you have bleeding or there's an exposed bone or tendon, that's a medical emergency. Or if you have deformity or intense pain or sudden swelling, you know, that's where you need to get immediate attention or the inability to use a joint. But when you need to schedule an appointment to see a doctor is, if you have any redness or swelling or tenderness and warmth around the joint, I was concerned, Pamela, that you were in that group. Is that what's going on with your joint?
No, I don't have any of that. And actually, sometimes I can just sit here and move my foot around and feel a little pain in the top of it. I wondered if it could be, I saw someone with a boot on for a stress fracture. And I wondered if it could be that I just have a weakness there and have,
well,
I don't know.
Causes of joint pain, certainly a broken bone is in the list. But there's so many, you know, I could probably think of about 25 reasons for why you get joint pain.
Who do you see? Do I see an orthopedic?
Well, I would, do you have a good primary care doctor?
Not really.
You don't.
But
so
I could go.
So you don't have a good internist or a family doctor?
I usually just see my OBGYN.
All right. Well, some do of OBGYNs do primary care. But I would think that this may be a good reason for you to find a good internist. I would start with a good internist because, you know, I was trained initially as an internist. And we learn, we call these differential diagnoses. You have a symptom, immediately in my mind flashes 25 causes of what you're saying. And I need as a good detective to try to, whittle it down to a nice, much smaller list. And then if I can't figure it out, then I can decide who to send you to. Do I send you to the rheumatologist if I think there's a likelihood this is an inflammatory problem? Do I send you to the orthopedic doctor if I think that it's a musculoskeletal problem that's due to a dislocation, a broken bone, in that area? So it depends what, or a sprain or a strain or a tendon issue. You know, these are all areas where I would probably refer you to an orthopedic doctor.
All right.
Hi, Pamela. Are we all set? What else do you need?
A supplement for if the joint pain, like the hips and things that start as we age, what do you take for a supplement if you wanted to just help your joints as you're aging? Not talking about my feet, right?
There's a lot of good drinks out there. You know, they have the chondroitin.
We've got a product that we talk about called Ultra Joint, which you can get by calling 888-809-6424 as well, Pamela. Ultra Joint is what it's called. 888-809-6424. Good luck. 888-553-7536. Are boys and girls hitting puberty earlier? Dr. Ken takes a stab at answering that question in a moment here on Good Day Weekend.
Liz.
Todd?
I want you back.
You're just saying that because I got a makeover to make me look hot, even though I was hot to begin with.
No. I miss those nights instantly watching TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
We watched as much as we wanted.
Whenever and wherever we wanted.
So, you love me? Even if I put these glasses back on?
Wow, those are thick. Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
The mills closed out their excess fall inventory. We've got the flooring, and we're selling it at unheard-of prices at Lumber Liquidators' first-ever fall flooring yard sale. Get laminates from only 29 cents a square foot. Prefinished hardwood from just $1.39 a square foot. Bamboo flooring from just $1.79 a square foot. Plus, special extended financing. If you liked our famous April sale, you're going to love our first ever fall flooring yard sale. These deals will not last. Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
As Americans, we must never turn our backs to the men and women serving in our armed forces. We at the Purple Heart know firsthand that there is more to war than bombs and bullets. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation, as combat wounded Purple Heart recipients, are truly veterans helping veterans, their families, and the community. Through your support and donations, the Purple Heart Service Foundation can provide programs that assist our veterans, their widows, and orphans. You can donate vehicles and other household items so the Purple Heart Service Foundation can assist combat wounded and disabled veterans and their families. Call today at 800-293-1343. Your tax-deductible donation also supports programs that help our soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's 800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org. Show your pride in America. The Military Order of the Purple Heart Service Foundation is leading the way for disabled veterans and their families. Call 1-800-293-1343 or purpleheartcars.org.
888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken Roberts in Anderson, South Carolina. Robert, go ahead, please. You're on with the doctor. Hello.
Hi, Robert.
Well, Robert's taking
Robert
a nap.
Going once?
Well, I think we're a little close here. Let me just ask you about boys and girls hitting puberty as we squeeze ourselves into another corner here time-wise. There's an article at CNN today. But I didn't know that girls were hitting puberty earlier, so the fact that both of them seem to be, what would be the cause of that?
Well, they are definitely hitting it earlier. You know, having a teenage daughter, it certainly wasn't this way when I was their age. And what it's due to, you know, I think it's a lot of speculation. You know, people link things in the environment. I don't know. I don't think we...
In the environment?
Yes, chemicals in the environment as possibilities.
Sounds like a stretch.
I don't really think we... I think this is an observation. And, you know, is it due to diet? Is it due to some hormonal factor that there people are getting because of, you know, the way we produce the food? I don't know. I don't think they know. I don't think anyone really knows.
But it does seem to be the kids are maturing, and maybe this is just part of it. And part of what goes on, there's a psychological component to this about parents pushing their children to mature much quicker than was the case before, and technology pushes you that way, peer pressure pushes you that way, where you look at the media and how they symbolize even younger girls, they're trying to make them look older, that kind of stuff. It's pretty disgusting, actually. So maybe all those things wrapped together. 51 after on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.
You store gun,
guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who takes your calls every weekend, 52 weekends a year. We're here live, 888-553-7536, with lots of news and information about the medical world, the info on brain scans that are being done. This is pretty interesting. Neuroscience is developing more and more all the time, isn't it, Ken?
Yeah, they really are. This is a fascinating use of these high technology, sophisticated brain scans, which actually allow us to not only look at the brain, but actually determine how it's functioning. These functional scans, we can isolate parts of the brain which are active when we're doing things. And this is out of the Society for Neuroscience annual meeting. This is not something we're making up. This is real science. People who skip breakfast, they may end up eating more and making less healthy food choices throughout the day. And this was determined by looking at scans of the brain. Eating breakfast, on the other hand, helps people avoid overeating and cravings for high-calorie foods. What these researchers did was they compared MRI brain scans that were conducted both when the participants had not eaten anything that morning and after they had a 750-calorie breakfast. And after all the scans, the participants then were served lunch. And what they discovered was that fasting made people hungrier and increased the appeal of high-calorie foods and the amount of that people ate. And here's the really interesting part, at least for me. This study revealed that people who skipped breakfast, Doug, had a variation in the pattern of activity. And this is where it gets a little too technical, but in their orbitofrontal cortex, this is an area of the brain linked to the reward value and pleasantness of food, and specifically pictures of high-calorie foods triggered activity in this area of their brain. However, if the participant ate breakfast, this response was not as strong. So fasting is not a good dieting strategy because it may actually cause the brain to seek out high-calorie food, and they were able to demonstrate this by looking at brain function.
That seems to make a lot of common sense, actually. 888-553-7536. Gilbert, listening in Boltonville, New York. Yes, sir. Hello.
Yeah, Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. You're on the air, sir.
Okay. I was wondering about the testosterone level. I'm a 58-year-old male, and I am a diabetic. And
you have a crow in your backyard.
What's that?
I said you have a crow in your backyard. I can't hear him back there.
Do you have any symptoms? Do you have any, Gilbert? Do you have any symptoms of low testosterone, like low sex drive, lack of morning erection, less intensity during ejaculation, less hard erections, irritability?
Yes.
Any of these symptoms, or all of them?
All of them.
All of them. Okay. So, did you have your testosterone level measured?
Yes, I did.
And what was what? Usually, they vary from lab to lab, but from about 240 to 800 is what you usually see on your lab sheets.
Okay. I'm trying to remember what it was. I'm thinking it was around that 225 to 240 area.
So it was it starred, highlighted as an abnormality, as low? Because it sounds to me like it's low.
My doctor didn't really, she said, well, that's about normal or something.
What I would do, Gilbert, is I would ask your doctor to refer you, you know, be polite about it, tell you that you talk to another doctor. Ask your doctor to refer you to an endocrinologist. This is a doctor that specializes in hormones, because often, just like the thyroid, it's not always absolutely related to what the level is. You know, you have to do a history and physical, like I was trying to do over the phone with you, and make the diagnosis not just on the numbers, but, you know, what's going on in Gilbert. The endocrinologists are truly the experts in making these diagnoses to determine, along with your numbers and all the signs and symptoms, whether you actually need replacement. Because this is a little bit of a dicey area. It's the yin-yang of medicine. It helps the symptoms, but it can do things to your prostate or even to your coronaries, which are not so good.
Right.
All right, sir. There you go.
Get the right diagnosis before you start getting treated.
All right, quickly. Alcoholism shortening life more than smoking. I alluded to this earlier. This is not surprising, or is it?
It is what it is. People who are alcohol dependent, particularly women, may be cutting their lives even shorter than smokers.
So do, if you're going to choose one or the other, alcohol.
No. Don't smoke, and, you don't know, drink. 1 to 2 for guys, 1 for women. Alcoholism clinical and experimental research this week.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 888-553-7536. Check him out.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470, or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.